Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with Michaela Zilish, a freshman out of Appleton, Wisconsin. And Michaela, first of all, you score your first career goal. They say you never forget your first college goal. First of all, walk us through it.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I was out there with my line mates. We were working pretty hard down below the goal line. We were able to get it up to our D. Ella Anik had a great shot, got tipped behind the net, bounced off the backboards, and I was able to just bury it.
That was an incredible play. All I kept saying was, wow. It took you a while to get that first goal, but now that you've got that off your shoulders, do you feel like a little bit looser, maybe score some more?
That's the goal. That's all we can hope for.
Take us back to your high school career before you came here to Bemidji State. How did you do? Where'd you play?
I played in Appleton, Wisconsin for the Fox City Stars and then for Team Wisconsin.
How did you find out about Bemidji State?
I've obviously been a huge fan of just women's hockey and hockey in general. So I was watching a lot of the college sports and I was able to just run into Bemidji, and I loved the chemistry and the culture of the entire program along with the university.
What are you majoring in?
I'm a double major in business and Spanish with an emphasis in marketing and entrepreneurship and a minor in professional selling.
What's your dream job?
I don't know. We'll see where the wind takes me.
Well, you've got a long time to figure that out. Let's go back to last night's game. Your team was down 1-0 there in the first. That's been kind of the case most games. Your team has had to battle from behind. Reese Hunt scores that goal to tie it up in the first. How confident were you guys going into the second?
I think the second we could have came out with a little bit more grit to our game, but I think that throughout it we were able to get there and really bear down, which led to our second goal, which I think changed the momentum back towards us to finish off that period.
Then the third period happened. What happened?
I think that we just couldn't, the puck just wasn't bouncing our way. We had so many opportunities. I know we had, I think, two crossbars, a pipe, some great tips, some great opportunities. We just weren't able to bear down and get one in, sadly.
I know coaches changed the lines quite a bit here, looking for some chemistry. You, Paige, and Maya looked really good last night. How well are you three clicking?
I love playing with them. They're a great group of girls. No matter who, whatever line I'm on or any of my teammates are on, I know that we're all just making the most of it and making sure we can do whatever we can to win some games and also just bury some goals. So,
what's it going to take to win here in game two in Mankato?
We're just going to want it more than them.
Good answer. Good answer. Well, you come from an athletic family. Your brother used to play hockey. He's now playing lacrosse. You got a chance to watch him today, didn't you, on a video?
I did. Yes, I did.
How's his season going?
Today was his first game, so I was glad I could watch a little bit of it. I'm hoping to go out and see him at least once this year just because he's been a big part of my hockey experience, but also he's been a big role model for me throughout the years. And so I think just being able to support him the way he supported me is a big factor for my entire family.
Where does he go to school?
He's playing lacrosse out at Canisius.
That's right. Okay, I did ask you about him. Your whole family was here to see your first career goal. How exciting was that?
It was awesome. It was very surreal. I could definitely hear them cheering, which was super exciting and just super meaningful.
Well, Michaela, go out there and get a couple more goals today and get that win.
Will do. Thank you, Kelly.